Hey everyone, welcome back. It's another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobschall, inside NFL Network headquarters in Culver City, California, with a special guest, NFL Network's Daniel Jeremiah. Hey man.
Good to see you.
It's good to see you.
On the West Coast now.
Thank you for having us out here.
Well, it's nice and warm. Keep it nice and warm for you.
It is nice and warm. We're having a great time. At Move the Sticks, if you want to catch Daniel Jeremiah on Twitter. Path to the Draft, great show, 6 Eastern on weekdays leading into Total Access. He'll contribute there and many other places, of course. So fans send in their questions. They get answers from me. We want to mix it up a little bit. All and right. You're going to answer these questions.
Oh, man, that's a lot of pressure.
That fans have been sending in to me, okay?
All right,
you
go
ready
for
to
it.
Go?
Let's do it.
All right, question number one is going to come from Brady. With the signing of 2 offensive tackles and a running back, what direction should the Vikings take in the second round? That's Riley Reiff, Mike Remmers were signed in free agency, and so was Latavius Murray, of course. So with that in mind, Daniel, second round, the Vikings are at pick number 48.
I'll tell you what, I think you probably could look at the linebacker position as somewhere you could go. I think Zach Cunningham from Vanderbilt is somebody that could be in the mix there. I think you're going to miss out on Reuben Foster. You're going to miss out on Hassan Reddick. You'll miss out on Jared Davis, who I think are the top 3 inside linebackers. But, man, you get a guy like Cunningham, who's pretty versatile, can really, really run. I think it makes some sense there. No Chad Greenway. Go ahead and upgrade that linebacker spot. Get somebody else that can compete for that position.
Okay, let's go to question number 2. It's from Joshua. Please assess Vikings free agency, gains and losses. What's our grade?
Well, I think a free agency, again, we kind of go back to being able to fill those need areas so you can be freed up in the draft. And I think you ask anybody that watched the Vikings play last year, offensive line is where it has to start and end. You have to address that position. I thought they were aggressive in doing that. I actually really like Riley Reiff. I think he's one of the more underrated offensive linemen in the league. So with what they did there, I think they got better. So when you're lobbing out these grades, look, I mean, I wouldn't say they won the offseason. I think Jacksonville might have taken that title, but I think that's a B-plus all day long.
Question number 3, it's going to come from Terry. Would the Vikings have interest in Toledo running back Kareem Hunt? Does he fit what the Vikings like to do, in your opinion? Keep in mind we have Pat Shurmur as our offensive coordinator and play caller, and I'll Sam Bradford, the quarterback. So when you look at Kareem Hunt, what do you see?
Well, I think, look, as a runner, I love him. I think he's one of the best running backs in the draft. I was talking to a buddy in the league the other day and said he thought he was kind of a better version of a Tim Hightower. He reminded me of Chester Taylor, who Minnesota Viking fans will remember. He was in Baltimore when I was there. So that's the kind of back I think he can be. I love him running the football, and I think he's got a lot of upside in the passing game. The thing I love most about him, he is all day tough. And when you play in that division, in those games, especially towards the end of the season, toughness is something you absolutely have to have. He has it.
Question number 4 comes from Eric. Do the Vikings draft a quarterback this year? Any idea if Teddy will play again? Of course, Mike Zimmer and Rick Spielman have addressed the Teddy situation. No known timetable on his return. So you kind of have to operate as if you're going to be without him, although you hold out hope that he'll be back.
No, I think it makes a lot of sense anytime you get down to the latter portion of the draft. I don't think it's something you're going to do in the first 3 or 4 rounds. I don't think you need to. I think you've got Sam Bradford. You're hoping and personally hoping that Teddy Bridgewater is going to eventually come back and continue to build on what he was doing. But I believe in the philosophy of taking a quarterback every year if you can and doing it in that 6th, 7th round range. Even if it's an undrafted quarterback, you're going to see them bring in a rookie this year. I just don't know that in this quarterback class if it's worth taking one of those guys in the first 3 or 4 rounds.
Okay, question number 5 from Demarius. What do you think about Kentrell Brothers in the lineup with Anthony Barr and Eric Kendricks? The Vikings got Kentrell Brothers, I believe, 5th round last year.
Yeah, Missouri.
Out of Missouri. I'm sure that you wrote him up last year about this time. So what do you think about him?
Well, I mean, look, when I grade linebackers, I always start with instincts. And to me, that's what makes Kendricks so good. And when I watch Brothers and you see all of the tackle production, he just keeps piling up when you're watching that Missouri team. I see somebody that possesses that same type of instinct. So Barr is a unique animal, and he is a height, weight, speed freak of an athlete. And I think now you get these other 2 guys, plug them in there, that can find the football. I mean, that's kind of how you're looking to build your linebacker core.
The 6th and final question is going to come from me.
All right, here we go.
I'm going to give you a question.
What do we got?
Number 48, pick number 48 for the Vikings. Who do you like at 48 for the Vikings? If you look at your player rankings, you know, your top 50 guys or whatever, a Dan Feeney, is he an option? Is Forrest Lamp going to be gone? A wide receiver, maybe? What do you like for the Vikings at 48?
Well, I'll tell you what, it's interesting because I talked about they could go linebacker, and Zach Cunningham could make some sense there. But when I look at how they've kind of it seems like they're still looking at some of these wide receivers out there, kicking the tires on them. So I'll give you one, a guy that wore purple, so you'll be very comfortable in that. That's Zay Jones from East Carolina.
All right.
Somebody that can come in that I think is ready to play right now. Hopefully, you know, you're going to get something out of Treadwell as we move forward here. But Zay Jones, big, fast, physical, man, just dominated the Senior Bowl. So he'd be an interesting fit there in that offense.
Can he help us get down the field vertically?
He can do a little bit of that. Didn't do it much at East Carolina, ironically. Then went to the Senior Bowl, and we got to see him used in that manner. And then he went to the Combine, ran well. So, yeah, he can do that.
And he looks good in purple.
And he's already comfortable in purple. There you go. You got to go from a Pirate to a Viking, but that's no big deal.
That all makes sense to me. All right, man. Thanks for your time.
No problem.
That's it for this edition of the Pick 6. We'll be back next week, though, with another edition. So submit your questions to the email address at the bottom of the screen. We'll see you next week.